With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump campaigned in Iowa Saturday, vowing to increase U.S. fossil fuel production while the Biden administration vows to cut back.
So many bad things have happened to our country, but we're going to turn it around, and I think we can do it fast. We're going to drill, and we're going to be drilling like you have never seen before.
He also says he will not force anybody to buy an electric car.
We're going to end your mandate on cars. You know, you have cars. Here's the problem with an electric car. They don't go far. Very simple.
Mr. Trump is leading all Republican challengers by a wide margin. Muslim community leaders from several swing states, meanwhile, are pledging to withdraw support from President Biden, citing his refusal to demand that Israel cease fire in Gaza. Democrats in Michigan warning the White House that Mr. Biden's handling of the war could cost him enough support amongst the Arab American community that it could turn the election. Egg producers will pay a hefty penalty to food manufacturers. They've been charged with price fixing.
A federal jury in Illinois has awarded more than $17.5 million in damages to several big-name companies such as Kraft and Kellogg, who successfully sued egg producers on charges of a conspiracy to limit the supply of eggs in the U.S. between 2004 and 2008, thus driving up prices. According to federal antitrust law, the amount of those damages becomes automatically tripled, bringing the total to over $53 million. Two of the egg suppliers in the case indicated they would appeal Friday's decision. George Williams reporting.
The French Interior Minister says police there have arrested a man who targeted passersby in Paris, killing a German tourist with a knife and injuring two others. He was apparently Muslim. This is SRN News. As details of the Hamas attack on Israel continue to come out, Carol Platt-Lebow wonders where the feminists are. Their voices were loud when Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misdeeds.
Women's experiences matter, they insisted. Oh my, times have changed. Reports coming out of Israel about the October 7th attacks are shocking. Systematic sexual violence was inflicted on women and even children, much so horrifying and graphic that it can't be repeated here. Yet feminists remain silent, and their silence speaks volumes.
Lebow, who heads the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, says,
it's the same lesson we learned when professional feminists turned on Monica Lewinsky during the Clinton impeachment. Their feminism has nothing to do with the well-being of actual women. It's all about grasping and holding power for left-wing causes.
She made her comments to Town Hall. This is SRN News. Hackers have been busy with Israeli products and companies.
U.S. and Israeli authorities say a small Western Pennsylvania water authority was one of several organizations breached by Iran-affiliated hackers. They targeted a specific industrial control device. The reason? It's made in Israel. Officials say the victims spanned a number of cities across the United States, though most have not been named. The Municipal Water Authority of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, was hacked 1 week ago. Jason Walker reporting.
'Tis the season to be very generous. The Salvation Army reports that somebody placed two solid gold coins in red kettles outside of businesses in Cedar Falls, Iowa last week. A spokesman says these are the first gold coins received during the annual campaign in the state. Every year the Christmas spirit moves a lot of Americans to do these kind of things. This is SRN News.